I'm here with Taz Bashir, standing underneath the magnificent Lovell telescope at Jodrell Bank, and we've just had another amazing live performance of Silsila. Taz is one of the artists behind this fantastic project. Could you just tell us a little bit about the Conference of the Birds?
Okay, the Conference of the Birds is a very famous, quite epic Sufi poem written by a thinker called Fariduddin Attar. In fact, his surname Attar is where we get the word attar, fragrance, because he was a perfume maker by profession. And
so like Rose of Attar.
That's right, yeah, okay. Exactly. So what the poem is really about, all of the birds in the world embarking on a journey to meet the king of the birds, because a golden feather has fallen out of the sky at the edge of the known world. So, and really it's about them looking for meaning and having this journey of inquiry. So when the proposal came to think of something to do at Jodrell Bank, I immediately thought of the poem. And I thought, here is a telescope listening to the edge of the known universe. And to me, that just was the perfect way of kind of trying to do something here. So the next problem was, well, what do we do and how do we say it? So we thought, okay, the telescope is listening to lots of things, even though scientists don't actually listen. They look at numbers and sine waves and graphs. But we managed to persuade them to give us lots of sounds, and the sounds turned out to be absolutely extraordinary. And so the next bit of that piece was how do we tell a story. And again, we thought we'd try juxtaposing these cosmological sounds with the voice of the quite magnificent Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan Saab, who was regarded as probably the best Qawwali singer of the modern era. And we went to his record label, Oriental Star Agencies, told them the story of what we wanted to do, and they'd been watching Brian Cox's documentary about, you know, the universe, and they were really keen for this. So they gave us access to the archive that they have there and all the master tapes of all the recordings, and we chose to sample vocals from a quite seminal Qawwali called Allahu, which is God Is. And then we just thought, is it all going to fit? Is it all going to sound correct and proper? And it did. And it's quite extraordinary, really, how it does all come together. Here it is, in situ. And
it's a very beautiful, almost cleansing piece, I have to say, yeah. having sat through two performances. Yeah. It really makes you feel very energized and wonderful at the end of it.
It somehow works. It's a good thing.
I think you knew what you were doing. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.